Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam Sichah Shmita B'Yovel in the Seif Ezram, where in this Perek the Rambam discusses regarding Tosefes Shvi'is, the additional prohibitions of the Shmita year, not even in just the seventh year itself. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the prohibition in the times when the Beis Hamikdash was around. Avodas Ha'aretz B'Shana Shishis, work in land in the sixth year, Shlish Miyim Samach L'Shvi'is, 30 days before the Shmita year, Asura Halacha Mesh M'Sinai, it was prohibited as a tradition of halacha from Moshe that he received at Har Sinai. Because he's preparing it for the seventh year, and that's included. V'davazen, this was Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, who Shenesa M'Pei HaShmua. The tradition had it that this was specifically prohibited at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Now, because Chacham, the sages decreed, moreover, Shle Yechoshim Stei Ha'ilon, that they should not plow an orchard, a field of trees, Erev Shvi'is Bizman HaMikdash, before the Shemitah year, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Elad Atzeres only until Shavuos, in the sixth year. And the Stei HaLoven Ad HaPesach, and the grain field only up until Pesach. Bismat She'ein Mikdash, but when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Mutarim Avodas Ha'aretz, it's permitted to work the land, Ad Rosh Hashanah Gedin Torah, all the way up until the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, as it says in the biblical law. Now, Halacha Beis, Rambam discussed regarding plowing in an orchard. So, Eizeh Hestei Ilon, so what's considered a field of trees, which we said that you could plow the year before Shemitah, only up until Shavuos, like we said in the previous halacha. So it's called Shleshe Ilonis Lebeisa. It's when you have three trees for an area of a Beisa, which is 50 by 50 yama. And that's Echad Ilon Srak, Vechad Ilon Machal, whether the tree does not produce fruits or whether it does produce fruits. Even if it's from three different people, those three trees. We view them as if they're figs. Why figs? Specifically because the produce is very large and it makes a lot. So imruim lasses kikur devei l'shal shishamon, if it could produce a cake of pressed figs of an amount of 60 mana, so then choshen kol beisah b'shem, then you can plow the whole beisah because of those three trees up until Shavuos. And that is sheyirichuk bin kol echad ve'echad, that it should be a distance between each one of these three trees, so that the cattle could go through together with their vessels on them, which is an area of four amas. Halacha Gimel, Hayipachas Meshleisha LeBeisa, but let's say it was less than three trees for a Beisa. Or there were three trees, but Ve'echad Roy Lasa Shisha Mana Yasa. But one of them was fit to make 60 mana or more, but Vashneim Einrim Lasas, but the other two were not fit to make. Oishneim Rim Lasas, Hafelamei Mana, or you have two of them that are fit to make even 100 mana, but Ve'echad and Isa one cannot make. So in Enchoshlem El Tzachim, then you could only plow according to what they're needed, not the whole Beisa. But that is Moloi Ha'ira, the amount of the one who has to walk through to harvest the figs, Fisali with his basket, Chutzloi, beyond the tree, but only that, how much you get to work, and not the whole area of the Beisa. Halacha Dalad, Hay Meshleisha Batisha, let's say there were between 3 and 9 of these trees for the Beisa. So, and Ru'im Lasa Shishamon, and they're fit to make 60 mana. Then Chashim Kol Beisa B'Shvim, again, here also, then you could plow the whole Beisa because of them. And here, since there's so many trees, even if there's some that you are not fit to make the 60 mana, doesn't make a difference. They would still permit to go ahead and work that whole Beisa. Halacha Hey, Hoyasari Lonis Latoich Beisa Yosef. But let's say there was 10 or more trees in the Beisa. Bein Oisin, Bein Oin Oisin, whether they produce fruits or they don't. Chashim Kol Beisa B'Shvim, and then you could go ahead and plow the whole Beisa because of them, because again, that's 10 trees. Now, Eser Netiyah, so if you have 10 saplings that are Mufuzaris L'Tech Beisa, that are scattered throughout the Beisa, now specifically Netiyahs, which are soft, and they're not so big, so therefore they need to be scattered so that you're not plowing unnecessarily, because older trees that nourish a lot, so there you could plow, like we said, up until Shavuos, even though they're not scattered, as long as you have between them four amas, as we said at the end of Halacha Beis, because they nurture a lot, so the watering is necessary. But here it has to be that it's scattered throughout the Beisa. Then Choshen Kol Beisa B'Shvil and Rosh Hashanah, then you can plow the whole Beisa because of them all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. And Medav is Halacha Mesh Mesina, and this Halacha Mesh Mesina, and the reason for that is because since the saplings are very soft and needs the plowing, so it comes out that you're not really fixing it for the Shemitah year, it's really for the trees themselves. But by older trees, which don't need so much plowing, it comes that you're really fixing it for the Shemitah year, and therefore there, it would be forbidden. Halacha Bav HaYasuyas Shur Achaz. Well, let's say they made one row, Oy Mukafa Satara, or around like a crown, like a semicircle. Then you're only allowed to plow each one according to each one's individual needs. And v'hadiluin, the gourds, im hanatiyas, with the saplings, mitzav alasar, that will combine for the 10. Like we said, if you have 10, then you can do the whole beisa. The diluin, the squash, will combine for that number 10. Now, halacha zayin, is ehi netiyah. What's considered a sapling that we said that it's halacha mesh mesina, that you're allowed to plow, if you have 10 of them, you're allowed to plow the whole besa up until Rosh Hashanah. It's zeh ilan akad, and that's a small tree, because much akad netiyah, as long as you're still calling it a sapling, then it will have the halacha. Halacha ches, ilan sheniktzatz, regarding a tree that was cut down. V'hoytzeh chalifa, now it started to regenerate, it's producing another tree. So im niktzatz mitafach ulamala, if it was cut from a handbreadth and above the bottom of the tree, sarik ilan. So that's like a tree, because you call that a tree, and it's going to have the halacha, like we said, with trees. Mitafach ulamala, but if you cut it from a handbreadth and lower down, that's like a sapling, which again, we said this specific unique halachas, as applies to netiyas, as we said in halacha hey. Halacha test. Now, b'chol advarma elu b'zman ha-mikdash. All these things were said at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, k'mosh man, like we explained in the beginning of halacha alas. B'zman ha-zeb, and today's times, mutu b'vaytis arz ad Rosh Hashanah, a lot of work to land all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Now that I'm discussing regarding what are certain malachas that actually were permitted even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, b'zman ha-mikdash, even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, mutu l'saku, you're allowed to take out the stones, l'zalban, to fertilize hasadis, the fields, and v'ladar and toho, which are type of like a digging of hamikshayis, which is from the word of Kishuin, the place where you plant the zucchini, vamidlois, and the place where you plant the diluin, the squash, ubeisashlochen, and the irrigated field ad Rosh Hashanah, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. And a mezablin, you're allowed to fertilize, mefarkin, you're allowed to remove the dried up leaves, ma'afkin, you're allowed to put on the dust, ma'ashin, you're allowed to smoke it to get rid of the worms, ma'karsimin, and you're allowed to go ahead and cut the stalks by hand and to leave the straw, umizardin, and you could cut the branches that's sticking out from the tree, umafaslin, and you're allowed to go ahead and cut what dried up from the branches, umizaminus natis, you're allowed to make this foul smell that the creatures don't come and ruin the saplings, vakarchin, you're allowed to wrap it, vakoitmin, you're allowed to trim them, vaislam bottom, you can make these houses that give shade from the elements that it shouldn't harm them, umashkin, you're allowed to water them, vasakin, you're allowed to go ahead and anoint the immature fruits to mature, manakhmanoi, make holes in them. All these activities are permitted to be done, although we had spoken about all these things which are forbidden in the Shemitah year, but before the Shemitah year, up until Rosh Hashanah Shemitah, even time of the Beis HaMikdash, which was more severe, as we mentioned, those things you're allowed to do in the Zman of what's called Tisef Shviz, which is in the sixth year before the Shemitah year itself. Halacha Yod Deram continues regarding certain malachas that are forbidden, actually now even Bezman HaZeh. So pagi erev shviyas, the unripe fruits from before the shmita year, shenechsu the shviyas which went into the shmita year, or v'shal shviyas shetzel much shviyas over from the shmita year that went out to the eighth year, the year after shmita. So those fruits leisachin alad anoint them, malim nakfin, now make holes in them because it gives the appearance of wrongdoing. And b'zman hamikdash, time of the Beis HaMikdash, ein bain madregas, now build steps al piagi oyes by the opening of the ditches erev shviyas before the shmita year, mishapaskei hashem when the rain already stopped, nishu masakin l'shviyas because like preparing it for the shmita year. Halacha Yiraf, Abba's man is also in today's times. Ein noitin nilon, this nala plant trees, veimar kivin, nala graft, veimar mavrich, nala extend, air of shriyas before the Shemitah year. El lekadesha tiklet on the tia, only if there's enough time that the sapling could take root. Vetisha achar haklita, and still have time after it took root to be shleishim yim kodmir shashon shashviyas, to be 30 days before the Shemitah year. Where stam klita, shleishabas, generally taking root takes 2 weeks. So, but and this is always going to be forbidden because of appearance of wrongdoing. Because if you plant it closer than that, the one who's looking might say, oh, Bashvis Nato was planted in the seventh year. So then say Saimer comes at that you say, Shanateya, if someone's planting or Yamavrich, or if someone is extending or Yamarkov or is grafting, Er Shri is Kermir Shoshanah, before the Shemitah year, before the Rosh Hashanah, but above Abam Yom, if it's 44 days before, which we said that's the 30 days with the 2 weeks of taking root, then Yekayim is allowed to maintain it. And less than that, Yaakov has to rip it out. If it didn't rip it out, appears in return, the produce is going to be permitted. The Meis Kodem Yaakov, that's when you have to uproot it, and he died before he uprooted. The Mechayim is the Yeris Laka, then we obligate the inheritor to uproot it. Again, because they're still going to suspect him that he planted in the Shemitah year, because, again, it looks so new, it looks like it was done in the Shemitah year, and there has to be much more before that, at least, we said 44 days, so that, again, that it's obvious it wasn't just right now in the Shemitah year, and only then would it be permitted.